hundreds of Sudanese women, men most of whom are from the Nuba Mountains, an area largely controlled by SPLM North, gathered in Juba's Freedom Hall yesterday, where they sang songs of freedom and called for an end to their suffering. They were also there to witness the resumption of talks between the Sudan government and the rebel SPLM North faction run by Abdelaziz Al-Hilu. The women ululated as their leaders spoke during the event. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, head of Sudan's Sovereign Council, and Sudanese Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok were both present at the talks. Both leaders said restoring stability is one of the top priorities of the transitional government in Khartoum and promised to reach consensus with the SPLM North on the major remaining issues on the table. Al-Burhan says he believes this chapter of talks with Al-Hilu will finally address the concerns of the people in the Nuba Mountains and parts of Blue Nile which are controlled by SPLM North.
We came to the negotiation this time around with an open heart and are determined to achieve peace for Sudan. Peace that complements what has started in previous agreements. We have signed a number of agreements with our brothers in the armed groups, and we are still determined to finish this race. We are committed to all that we have agreed on the Declaration of Principles.
The talks stalled last August after the two parties could not agree on the issues to be resolved. In March of this year, the two sides agreed which issues needed to be tackled and signed a Declaration of Principles. In that deal, both agreed to the separation of religion from state, one of the major demands of the rebel groups. Details of that agreement have yet to be worked out. Al-Hilu pledged his party's commitment to a peaceful settlement and negotiations on issues that he says should address the root causes of the conflict in Sudan. He says the SPLM North is concerned about security lapses in Sudan without specifically mentioning the recent deaths of two peaceful protesters killed by security forces in Khartoum.
The SPLM North is monitoring with great concern the erosion of the principle of the rule of law in the country through security lapses in various areas in Sudan. The continuation of human rights violations without bringing the perpetrators to justice and the persistence of impunity, which is one of the main threats to peace and stability process in Sudan.
South Sudan President Salva Kiir, whose government is mediating the talks, called on both parties to concentrate on ending their differences.
With the start of these negotiations, I call upon all the parties to embrace the spirit of dialogue and let their attention shift to peace instead of thinking of war. I believe that war will never save us anything. You have seen we fought for 21 years up to 2005. It was 21 years. With all of that, we did not get what we wanted in full.
Ambassador Donald Booth, the U.S. envoy for Sudan and South Sudan, who was present at the start of the talks, says it is critical that this current round of negotiations move forward quickly to bring peace and development in the Nuba Mountains and some of the areas affected by the conflict.
The United States and our Troika partners, the United Kingdom and Kingdom of Norway, are committed to supporting these negotiations, and we have full confidence that both sides possess the political will to build on the momentum of the Declaration of Principles to reach a peace agreement in the very near future.
Peace talks between the Sudanese Transitional Government and SPLM North started in late 2019. Several rounds of talks during former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir's rule failed to end the conflict in the Nuba Mountains and parts of Blue Nile State. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.